Praise God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Blessed be the Thank you. had compassion on me, and from sin he set me free. Oh, praise the Lord, he had compassion on me. He had compassion on me. He touched my eyes, and now I see. He healed me, and now I walk in his way. He had compassion on me, and from sin he set me free. Oh, praise the Lord, he had compassion on me. Compassion on me. He touched my eyes and help me. He healed my feet and now I walk in his way. He had compassion on me and from sin he set me free. Oh, praise the Lord. He had compassion on me.
Compassion.
Thank you, Jesus. I just can't praise me enough. I just can't thank me enough. I just can't tell him how much he means to me. He took my feet from the miry clay, placed them on the rock to stay. And I just can't praise him enough for what he's done for me. I just can't praise him enough. I just can't thank him enough. I just can't tell him how much he means to me. He took my feet from the miry clay, placed them on the rock to stay. And I just can't praise him enough for what he's done for me. I just can't praise him enough. Oh, and I just can't thank him enough. I just can't tell him how much he means to me. He took my feet from the miry clay. Glory! Oh, yes, I just can't praise him enough for what he's done for me. Oh, I just can't praise him enough. Oh, yes, I just can't thank him enough. I just can't tell him how much he means to me. He took my feet from the miry clay. Oh, place them on the rock. Oh, I just can't praise him enough for what he's done for me. Oh, I just can't praise him enough. I just can't thank him enough. I just can't tell him how much he means to me. He took my feet from the miry clay, placed them on the rock to stay. And I just can't praise him enough for what he's done for me. Oh, and I just can't praise him enough. I just can't thank him enough. I just can't tell him how much he means to me. He took my feet from the miry clay, placed them on the rock to stay. And I just can't praise him enough for what he's done for me. I just can't praise him enough. Oh, I just can't thank him enough. I just can't tell him how much he means to me. He took my feet from the miry clay. Oh, placed them on the rock to stay. I just can't praise him enough. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, place them on the rock to stay. Oh, yes, what he's done for me. Oh, I just can't praise him enough. I just can't thank him enough. I just can't tell him how much he means to me. He took my feet from the miry clay, placed them on. Oh, glory. Oh, yes, for what he's done for me. I just can't praise him enough. From the miry clay, place them on the rock to stay. And I just can't praise him enough for what he's done for me. Oh, I just can't praise him enough. Oh, yes, I just can't thank him enough. I just can't tell him how much he means to me. He took my feet from the miry clay. Oh, thank you, Lord. I just can't praise him enough for what he's done for me. I just can't praise him enough. Oh, I just can't thank him enough. I just can't tell him how much he means to me. He took my feet from the miry clay, placed them on the rock to stay. I just can't praise him enough for what he's done for me.
Glory. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo. Glory, 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 glory. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Woo. Thank you.
I thank you, Lord, for including me. You brought
truth, and the truth is making me free. My blinded eyes you've opened, oh yes, and now new light I see. Oh, and I thank you, Lord, for including me. Oh yes, I thank you, Lord, oh, for including me. Oh yes, you brought me to the truth, and the truth has made me free. Oh yes, my blinded eyes you've opened. Oh yes, and now new light I see. Oh, and I thank you, Lord. Oh yes, Lord, including me. Oh, and I thank you, Lord, all for including me. Oh yes, you brought glory. Free, my blinded eyes you've opened. Oh yes, and now, oh, thank you, Lord. You've opened, oh, and now new light I see. Oh yes, oh, thank you, Lord, for including me. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Oh yes, for including me. Oh, you brought me to that. Oh yes, and now Lord, I see. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh yes, Lord.
Well, you picked me up. That's a different song. Oh, you picked me up and you turned me around. You planted my feet on a higher, more solid ground. You put me on Revelation Mountain, and I'm not coming down. So thank you, Lord, for including me. Thank you, Lord, for including me. And now tonight I see. Oh, thank you, Lord, for including me. body of Christ. I'll help make up the bride. Right on my pain of Christ. What a joy is mine to know that I've been led to greater heights. Oh, thank you, Lord, for including me. Brought me to the truth, and the truth has set me free. And I did eyes you open, and now new light I see. Oh, thank you, Lord, for including me. And now I belong to the body of Christ. I'll help make up the bride. If I know I'm paying the price, what a joy is mine to know I've been led to greater heights. So thank you, Lord, for including me. You brought me to the truth, and the truth has set me free. My mind and eyes you've opened, and now new light I see. Thank you, Lord, for including me. You pick me up, and you turn around. You planted my feet on a higher, more solid ground. You put me on Revelation Mountain, and I'm not coming down. So thank you, Lord, for including me.
Yes, I thank you, Lord, for
the body of Christ. I'll help make up the bride. If I don't mind paying the price, what a joy is mine to know I've been led to greater heights. Oh, thank you, Lord, for including me.
Blinded eyes you've opened, and now
Well, you pick, sing the first line, up,
me up,
and you turn me around. You planted my feet on a higher, more solid ground. You put me up on Revelation Mountain, and I'm not coming down. Oh, thank you, Lord, for including me. Oh, thank you, Lord, for including me. You brought me to the truth has set me free. I'm blinded, I give up,
and now new light I see. Thank you, Lord, for including me.
Hallelujah.
And you turn me around. You planted my feet on a higher, more solid ground. You put me on Revelation Mountain, and I'm not coming down. Oh, thank you, Lord, for including me. Oh, thank you, Lord, for including me.
You brought me to
the truth, and the truth has set me free. My blinded eyes you've opened, and now new light I see. Thank you, Lord, for including me.
And now I belong to the body of Christ. I'll help make up the bride if I'm willing to pay the price.
What a joy to know I've been led to higher heights.
Oh, thank you, Lord, for including me. Oh, thank you, Lord, for including me.
You brought me to the truth, and the truth has set me free. My blinded eyes you've opened, and now new light I see. Thank you, Lord, for including me. Oh, thank you, Lord, for including me. You brought me to the truth, and the truth has set me free. My blinded eyes you opened, and now new light I see. Oh, thank you, Lord, for including me. Oh, thank you, Lord, for including me. You brought me to the truth, and the truth has set me free. My blinded eyes you open, and now new light I see. Thank you, Lord, for including me. For including me. Brought me to the truth, and the truth has set me free. My blinded eyes you've opened, and now new light I see. Thank you, Lord, for including me. Yes, thank you, Lord, for including me. You brought me to the truth,
and the
I forgot to mention Sister Ruth. Sister Ruth, stand up. I want everybody to know Sister Ruth Durham. Isn't she pretty? She's decided to come on down here and be with us. She's staying with her brother and going to be a help to him, maybe with the children. Well, I know she will. But anyway, she wanted to be with her friends and the youth here, so we're glad to have her.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Come on, Brother Gosh, if you like talking. Well, maybe they'll... Well, you do like me. I always told people I'd sing till the singers got here.
Sure appreciate hearing those wonderful songs and feeling the good spirit and hearing a people that's singing from their heart, singing like they really mean it, singing like God has done something in their life. It makes you feel good. They're not just singing to hear themselves sing. They really came here, and it seems like a privilege to be here. That's one of the things that God is pleased about. I believe God has moved me into that place where I think tonight is the night when we go to worship the Lord together, to be with the family of God. What a privilege. What a blessing. And that's how, you know, like Jesus said, ask and you shall receive. If you hear a testimony like that from some brother or sister and you say, Lord, I just don't seem to have that. It seems to me like I've worked all day and it seems like it's such a chore. But you know, that tiredness kind of leaves you when the Spirit of God comes over you and you desire to be here. So when you do that, like I said, that Jesus said, ask and you shall receive. And that means everything. Lord, I'd like to have that working in my life. And that's what God wants, is for that to work in your life. I know we were singing a song there, and Brother Wanaker came over and says, you know, Brother Goss, he says, the scripture says it's not really set you free, but make you free. Well, I didn't comment on it, I guess. I don't know what I said to him, but that's right. I think I said that.
You said that's the way you sing it at home.
Yeah, that's the way we sing it at home. We changed it. We said make them free. But I don't mind singing set you free.
That's all right.
The reason is that when Peter spoke on the day of Pentecost, they said, what must we do to be saved? He says, repent and be baptized in water for the remission of sins of the past. So you're set free from all those sins. That's, so when we're singing that, that's truth. But then the truth will make us free. There's more truth than that. That's one of the biggest problems. They think that just accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and having an experience like that, repenting and being baptized in water, and you're forgiven from all your sins, but they forget what's now and what's into the future. They forget that. They don't have that understanding. And so it is truth that he do set you free. But there's more than that. That's why we can embrace this, what we have, so very much. It's a great hope for somebody to say to you, well, all you have to do is repent and be baptized in water, and you got it all. If you died the next day, you're going to heaven. Well, that sounds good. There's a lot of things that sound good, what man's saying out there. But we read, as we read further into it, we find out, Lord, there's more truth on that subject than what meets the eye. And so I'm thankful that I'm in the body, brother. I'm thankful that the Lord has led me to the body of Christ. Brother McGowan, we mentioned something about, I don't know, when we got here a while. When I first came around, anyway, I thought when I first came around, there was no such a thing as 144,000. And then when they told me about how the 144,000 works, it kind of discouraged me, you know. But then I didn't separate the body from the bride anyway. I didn't know what, I just considered, and that's what I believe. That's what they told me. That's all I could get, because they just don't have the revelation on a lot of things that this body has. And so I was... they said, well, the bride is made up, and it's a little over 100,000 that's made up. And I thought, wow, I still had hope, because I was in around the 40,000 that I could make. But then they told me that you could make that anytime. That really discouraged me. You see, but now I got a little greater revelation as time went on, and I knew that there had to be a special restoration. Something had to happen. God had to do something special in this world for that to happen. Because you were singing here tonight, and I thought of a commandment that Jesus gave the church. And that commandment, it can't be possible now, I don't believe. But he was talking about the future when he gave this commandment. He says, a new commandment I give to you. He was giving that commandment for the future. That wasn't possible at that time. Just like other things that he said wasn't possible. Because when he said, be perfect like my Father in heaven is perfect. Well, you know that isn't possible. You need some kind of a judgment seat set up to have that possible. Do I turn around too much? Is that it? You're going to give me more freedom, are you? That's good. That's right. When Brother Smith comes to our assembly, we give him lots of freedom. We put one on him and says, you can go anywhere you like. And we appreciate Brother Smith.
Amen.
Really do. This body appreciates Brother Smith. I appreciate Brother Lineker. Brother Lineker taught me a lot. But he didn't teach me all. But because he taught me all as much as he knew. I don't know how much I retained, but anyway, I appreciate what he did teach me. You are a blessed people that you sat under that man. Because God gave Brother Lineker some great, wonderful things. I didn't understand them at first, and I couldn't even embrace them because I wasn't understanding. In fact, I wasn't, not that, Brother Michael, not that I didn't want it. I was just afraid. Because this was something new, especially about resurrections, the just and the unjust. And I didn't come into this body learning about these things. And the way they taught the resurrections was very good. It was certainly better than what I was used to. And I embraced that and I loved it. But now I heard this from Brother Lineker, and I just had to leave it alone for a while. But thank God, God has his timing. That's why we can't be too hasty about bringing forth the truth and what we have, and we can't be too puffed up. We can't get to a place where we can say, thank you, Lord, I'm not that in that assembly. We cannot get to that place because we're in worse condition than they if we do that. Certainly don't want to get like the religious world, and maybe even like some people around this body, brother, where they're like the Laodicean church, where they were rich in goods and and didn't need of nothing. Well, there's lots of goods around. You can be rich in your doctrine. And there's people that, and they don't need any more. They don't need any change. They're willing to hang on to that, and that's what they have, and they believe that that'll take them all the way. But thank God we're learning, and we're taught around this body, especially with what Brother Lineker brought in, and now Brother Smith. Aren't you glad for Brother Smith? Isn't he a blessing to this body? And by the way, he's the busiest man in the world. Obama has nothing on him. Not only that, he has a gift that nobody has. He can talk on that phone all the time. And he can even talk doctrine as well. And then get deep into things and counsel with people on that phone. And he's driving. And he'll make the left turn and the right turn. And he'll stop when you're supposed to stop. And so on. He can do two things at once. You know, he's like a woman. You know. Yeah. Well, at least I got them on my side. So if I say the wrong thing here tonight, I know that they'll support me. So, but really, he has a real gift. That's a real gift. I'm not fooling here. It's a real gift. I can't do that. You know, if I was starting to explain something too deep, in fact, when Brother McNabb and I go away and we go to convention and so on, and I start to drive, and then he starts asking me some questions, and we start talking about the Bible, I have to just say, you better take over, because I get excited, I get all caught up into what I'm saying, and I don't even know where I am. You know, not with Brother Smith. He just keeps on going. And he talks about lots of things. God has elevated him to a place right now where, of course, even the leading elders are wanting counsel with him, wanting to know some things about certain problems and so forth. And I'm sure that they'll be phoning him at times and say, hey, what about this doctrine? How do you see it this way? So I appreciate Brother Smith, but... So of course he's in business, and he has to be on the phone about that too. And someone would say, maybe even in here, they might say, well, praise God, Brother Smith, you don't need to be in business. Don't you know that Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things, you'll have enough money. Well, I guess that kind of a spirit would say the same thing to Paul, the apostle. Paul, you don't need to build tents. Just trust the Lord. He'll supply all your need. Think about that. Really, we can, and you might even share that with someone. Well, I mean, you people, after hearing this song tonight, these songs and the way you were singing them, the way the Spirit was moving, I felt that you really are allowing God to put that scripture in John 13. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Now we know that that's a big task. We know that's a hard thing to do. as I have loved you, that's the measuring stick. Well, we can say it, but God has to accomplish it. You know, let me go further into that. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, by the love that you have one to another. And I appreciate the love that's been given to me while I've been here. I've really felt it, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that God is working on you in that respect, as that scripture is being manifested in your life. And we know that there's a church coming on the scene. There's a church going to be restored where he will have a people that will be accomplished. And he says, by this shall all men know I really believe that even the ungodly world will know. Say, if there ever was a man of God, that's it. They really love one another. They love me. They don't look down on me. They look down. There's a hope for somebody. Jesus loved the world. And that's what God is going to do in our life. We're not going to look at them. What did Paul say? Paul said, I'll be to all men that I might win some. I believe he made people comfortable. Yeah, when people come, I like what you do around here. In fact, I'm going to initiate that in my church. Well, praise God. We have a visitor here tonight. Let's welcome him. And you clap. I really like that. Somebody has been sick and you welcome them back or whatever. And you even clap for me. I got lifted up, but I can't help that, you know. But anyway, I'm really glad to be here. I was thinking of a song there a while ago. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and what he has done for me. And you know, I know, and by the way, I mentioned about thinking. Don't ever let that come across your mind. Brother Smith, he's really helping to build the kingdom of God. He loves God's people. He's a busy man. He gives his life. In fact, I said to him, I don't want to get away from what I was saying, but excuse me, can I have some water? he really loves God's people and laying down his life for God. And I happened to say to him, I says, you know, Brother Smith, the last time I was down here, I said, my wife had just, I guess she was dead about 5 months or something like that, as you probably all know that my wife passed away. And I didn't know whether I would marry again or what. So I happened to say to him this time, I said, you know, Brother Smith, and the Lord impressed upon me what God said in regarding Adam. It's not good that man should be alone. So he impressed upon me so much that I even took my ring off. I said, well, okay, Lord, if that's what you want, I'm willing. I want to do your will. I don't know whether I'll be able to carry it out. I'd like to have God's will. And I know that when he was talking to Adam, it's not right for a man to be alone. He's not only talking to Adam, but to anybody else that would come. And he he said, I'm going to make a helpmeet for him. Somebody to help him to meet his need. And so I think a woman has a great responsibility. And God made a great plan to have man and woman and for them to be one flesh and come together and be a great help. I could go further into that situation of Adam, but Brother Weineker and I, we had a discussion about Adam and Eve last night. In fact, to show you how blessed you are with Brother Smith, I said, Brother Weineker was going to take me out for dinner. I said, Brother Smith, I said, Brother Weineker, we have some good discussions. And I says, I might have some different points. And I don't know whether they'd match yours or what. But I said, you don't mind if I share them with Brother Weineker, do you? He says, no, not at all. He says, Brother, he says, if he comes up with some truth, he says, I'd like to hear it. He says, and I want the truth. Well, you know, that's a good place to be in, isn't it? Isn't that a good place? If you got, If it's better, Brother Lineker was that way. You show me something. That's the way he presented these things to the body. Brethren, I'm just laying it out here. If you got something better, let me know. You know, I want to know the truth. And embrace the truth and love the truth. You know, for that truth will make us free. Yes, you can be set free from your past sins. But brother, you're going to have to be made free from that Adam nature that you have. You're going to have to be made free from sin. Glory to God. And there's more to it than all that. So, you know, so thank the Lord for that. And so, and then he went on and he said, Brother Goss, he said, hey, I hope I'm not stepping out of the line here, Brother Smith. If I am, if you have a long enough arm, just pull my coattail here. But he said, Brother Goss, he said, I don't know if I'd get married again. He says, I think he said, you mentioned it to your wife, honey, I don't think I would ever get married if something happened to you. Is that right? And then she says, why? He says, well, you know, I devote my whole life to God. I think he's doing that now. I devote my whole life to God. He says, I'd probably move in the church. And he says, I'd give it all to God. She says, well, I think you're doing that now. Well, I know the time is coming when the church is restored where they'll be preaching. Be married as though you're not married. Isn't that what Paul said? Right? You have to be, in other words, it's God is number one. What the Lord wants is number one. Be married as though you, at least I think that's the way it means it. And so, I believe that, you know, so I want you to pray for me. That's what I'm saying. I want you to pray for me. So I was talking about the goodness of God and think on these things. When I think of the goodness of God, I know that isn't. When I think of, yeah, that's right. When I think of the goodness of God and what he has done for me. If we can, I love that song. Because that will save us. I really believe that saved David. You know that David landed into a place where he was probably the most discouraged man on the face of the earth. First of all, I believe he disobeyed God. He certainly didn't find out what God's will was when he says, I'm heading for the Philistine land. I can be protected by the Philistines over Saul that's chasing me. Isn't that what he said? Well, I'm paraphrasing it. But that's what was his intent. Saul will not come into the Philistines' land after me. I'll be free. I won't have to worry every night. I won't have to put a watch out. I'll just be free. So, of course, he gained favor with them. And and became very important, and all his soldiers, all his men and wives and that, they were in the place of Ziklag. And you know the story, I'm not going into that, but I want to share a point here. And you don't mind if I'm just talking to you? I don't. Sometimes I do that at home. We just talk, and I just talk, and I talk. And 12 o'clock comes and I talk. Actually, I'm not funny. I don't believe in telling jokes. Brother Smith does. He's so good at it. Yeah, he has me laughing. David found himself, of course, you know, he came back from being the... rejected by the Philistine army, and he came back to Ziklag, and he found that the place was burned, and all his children and wives was taken, and 600 men was wanting to kill him, as you know. They loved him. You know the things they did for him. Going to Bethlehem and get some water for him. I mean, they loved him. But now they turn. That's why. You know this pastor. Us pastors, you can turn on us. Because we might. The word of God. Didn't Paul say that? Paul said, have I become your enemy? Because I tell you the truth. When a pastor embraces the truth and loves the truth, he wants to give it to you because that's what's going to make you free. And so he knows that it may hurt. And of course, there's truth, you know. You come to him for counsel. Well, you want to hear the truth. He may go around the barn a little bit just to not to hurt you too much. Maybe it's not time. He's wise, but he loves you. God does that for him. He'll love you. And then so he, but for sure he wants to give you the truth. It may, and because he's, God has put that wisdom in his heart. And your pastor is a wise man. I appreciate. Maybe I'm building him up too much, but I just love him. I just appreciate the work that he's doing in Canada. I just appreciate what he's doing in this body. We need Brother Smith in this body. We appreciate that he's one of the leading elders. I appreciate that God has elevated him to that place. And so, let's see. What was I? Yeah, so David sought the Lord. You know, I really believe that he got encouraged. He was discouraged. His men was discouraged. And it said that he encouraged himself in the Lord. Now, how do you encourage yourself in the Lord? I believe he started thinking about the good times when God was leading him and what God had done for him. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and what he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah! Praise God for saving me. Yeah. And if God can lead you and help you to use that, and you know, I remember once I was in a hospital bed, and God had did many miracles for me. I was, I wasn't in the body at that time, but God had performed many miracles in my life and did wonderful things for me, and I loved the Lord. And I got in the hospital, and I was hurting badly because of this kidney stone. And I've been there before. I got cut open twice, but the Lord gave me a good miracle, and took it out of me, as big as a housefly. Can you imagine? I didn't even know it came out. But anyway, I won't tell you that. I won't tell you that story. The Lord wouldn't allow me to do that right now. But but I was laying there, and I started to, I was in the body, I guess. I'm not sure, but I was in the body. Because while I was laying there, I was thinking, why don't they give me some painkillers? Why don't they do something? I'm dying here. And I felt a complaining attitude. And I says, oh, Lord, forgive me. I says, I shouldn't complain. I says, I could be in Haiti, laying in a hospital there. And I says, without very much help, not the same quality as I'm getting here. They're loving me. They're trying to do the best for me. And here I am really complaining that they should do something about this pain. I says, Lord, forgive me. You know, I went off to sleep. I couldn't remember anything after that. That's just the way God works. And that's just the way God works regarding David. He was in a bad way. He was in a bad place. Boy, what time do you quit here? Yeah, so remember, he said, when you get done. But you're not mad at me anyway, not at least not the women. So, I'm just going to quit probably shortly. But David started to encourage himself in the Lord. Lord, how what you did regarding Goliath. Oh, God. You moved in. And here am I. He was probably complaining. He was really discouraged, it said. So he started to encourage himself in the Lord. Think of the goodness of, look, God has brought us to the body. Look, here I was looking. We were talking about eyes tonight to see things. I was actually seeing that God is working on your life, that you are really loving one another as Christ is loving us. You know, I believe. Now, you may not be all right there yet, but it takes a restored church to have that happen, just what he commanded. But God is working on you. You've come a long way. I feel the love. I feel my help. I feel very comfortable. I feel at home here, brother, when I come here. And by the way, this church is going to be filled, because they'll come in and they'll feel that love too. And you have a lot to offer. You have Jesus to offer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because the love of Jesus is working in your life. And that's why I was seeing that tonight. And so, and so that's something that you need to thank the Lord for. No wonder, just thank the Lord, because you can think of the good things that he's done. Yes, Lord, thank you for the goodness. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and what he has done for me, my heart cries out, hallelujah, praise God for saving me. And so David got saved that day, and you know the story. He got encouraged. And his encouragement flowed over the others. Isn't that right? Just like the woman at the well, for what she said, brought the whole city out. That's exactly what. What have you got? She was married to, what was it, five, and the man she was with, or she wasn't married. She was married five times, was it? And the man she was with wasn't even her husband. You know, I mean, you know. And then she had an influence on the city. And they all came out and said, now we believe, because not for what you said, but because we believe it from ourselves. God was, isn't that wonderful? We can have an influence. You can have an influence in Little Rock. You can make a big difference supporting one another, supporting the ministry, supporting leadership. Never, you know what it says? Think on these things. Doesn't it say that in Philippians there? It says honesty, purity, truth. Think on these things. Is it true that you should complain? Regardless of what? Said, Lord, we're going to trust you. If anybody should complain, I'm sure the whole city was complaining regarding in Elisha. Remember how he blinded the Syrian army, was it? And then, of course, he brought him into the city. I'm not going to explain that. But anyway, he fed them and let them go, right? He told the king. And now, here they are besieging the city, the same ones that he let go, and now they're starving, and one woman, they decided to eat the baby, and the king says, I'm going to have his head. And Elisha was sitting with his prophets there, and I think he was feeling pretty good. He was believing God. That's what he was doing. He knew... He knew about Abraham. He was believing God. God imputed righteousness to Abraham because he believed God. He was believing God. And then, you know, as the time, the soldier came to the door, and then he told him about what was going to happen. And I'm sure that these prophets says, how is it going to happen? He says, you're going to have to trust the Lord, because I don't know. See, he believed God. But we got to trust them. We got to do more than believe. We got to trust them with all of our hearts. Say, I don't know how it's going to happen, but we're going to trust them that what he had said, he will make it come to pass. So anyway, I'm going to pull away from here. I want you to know that I think we should have a regular diet of thinking of the good things of God. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Maybe I should just turn to one scripture. Just, I thought we were going to have visitors, so I wasn't even going to take my Bible, but Brother Smith, he just welcomes you so much. I told him today, was it, that if the Lord ever gives me a woman, I wouldn't mind coming down here and just staying a couple of months. He treat me so good, and just, you know, being here, the weather's so nice, the people are so nice, and I enjoy when I come here and we, you know, I feel the presence of the Lord, and I feel such a refreshing. And so, you know, and he says, yeah, he says, you can, but he says, you're going to have to go back to Canada every 2 months or something. So, but let's see, it's in Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23, let's see. Oh, by the way, this is why you shouldn't complain. This is why you shouldn't share anything but the good things of God. When they started to grumble about Moses, words can travel real fast. So it went all over Israel. They started to grumble and complain to Moses. That's just the way it put, not in the body. God don't want that. Let's be thankful. Let's appreciate what the Lord has given us. Let's appreciate this wonderful place that he's put us. And you above all, because of what you've received here, should be really thankful. We have, like I mentioned, resurrections. Why, this is such a great blessing regarding the resurrection. I believe I'm going to make the bride. I believe this church, you're going to make the bride. Glory to God. I know how many there is in the bride. You don't know Brother Smith? I'll tell you later. But I'll tell you right now. How many is in the bride? Well, if you turn, and we're not going to turn to it. But if you went over to James, it talks about the precious fruit. Now, you don't think that God is going to give Jesus a bride out of any kind of fruit. It's the precious fruit of the early and the latter rain. Now, you see that? Now, that's step number one. The precious fruit of the early and the latter rain. And I believe the precious fruit must be the first fruits of the early and the latter rain. So if you, I mean, there's a lot more scripture, but I just want to, is that all right, Brother Smith? You might even learn something. Can you imagine me teaching Brother Smith something? then if you turn to, but don't turn. If you look it up later, and by the way, if you want to think of the goodness of the Lord, think about what's said here and what's said at each service, it's your responsibility to think about it, not just that you were here for an hour or two, and then you go home and you forget it. No, God brought you here so you have a few days or whatever. Think about that. You can think about a lot of things during the week. Think about the mortgage that you don't have, mortgage money, and on. You know, your car had you need a new, well, just think about the good things of God. Just think about what he has given you. And you know right well that you can't get it in one service because you have to chew the cud. That's thinking. That's meditating on what God gave you tonight. And the only way you can do that is to be clean. So if you want to be able to meditate and receive something in your heart and let God write it in your heart, then you have to stand there and you have to really repent. So the Lord, I want to be right before you. Give me. And then you start thinking. And God will really write that in your heart. Brother, you'll grow in grace. So, so it says here, where? Verse 6 of chapter 23. Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye? We sang about eyes. What's an evil eye? Neither desire thou his dainty meats. I guess what that saying is. They see things, and they that evil is not in the will of God. That evil eye. They're seeing things